From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jiabi Lee reporting. The two U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, are debating late Thursday in New York just days before next week's key party nominating contest in the state. Pre-election surveys show Clinton, the top U.S. diplomat from 2009 to 2013, with a lead of 10 percentage points or more in New York over Sanders. But the self-described Democratic Socialist has won 7 of the last 8 state contests against her and is hoping for an upset win Tuesday. 2 years after Boko Haram insurgents kidnapped hundreds of schoolgirls from the Nigerian town of Chibok, a video has emerged purporting to show 15 of them alive and well. VOA's Chris Stein reports from Lagos, Nigeria.
The camera pans shakily over the girls' faces as they recite their names and where they were abducted from. The video, which was obtained by CNN, is the first time any of the 219 abducted girls have been seen publicly since Boko Haram released a propaganda video featuring a group of them shortly after their capture in 2014. As residents of the town gathered at the ruins of the school to mark the 2-year anniversary, Chibok elder Ayuba Alamson said many had taken heart in the girls' appearance in the video. Others were wary. Philip Yama, whose sister Margaret Yama was abducted, says he's heard too many rumors about the girl since the abduction to take the video at face value.
I can't believe it until I saw this girl with my own eyes.
Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
China is blasting the human rights records of the United States in its annual tit-for-tat report, saying money and family connections are corrupting politics and calling U.S. airstrikes in Syria and Iraq a gross violation of other countries' human rights. This is VOA News.